My friends, with Thanksgiving coming up this weekend, there's so much material you could be watching while doing the cooking, while hanging out with family, while just chilling with the time off from work. That's why we have our friend Chris Woolsey from Angel Studios, who is joining us today to cut through it and tell you what's actually out there and what's worth your time. Chris, so glad to have you back.
So glad to be back, Ari. It's been way too long, and thank you for having me.
Such a pleasure. Now, I looked at the stuff that Angel Studios has coming out, and one of them I recognize, which I'm actually looking forward to see, and it's funny because it's an animated series. When I was a kid, there was this animated movie called Lights about the Hanukkah story and the Maccabees and finding the oil and all that, but you have Young David. This looks adorable, and it looks like something adults can enjoy with their kids as well.
It totally is. It is a brilliant series that we have on Angel. It's the epic story of, obviously, King David, the young shepherd boy who would one day grow to be the greatest king in the history of Israel. It is fabulous. So this is a 5-episode limited series. Each episode looks at a different facet of David's life, whether it's a warrior or king or shepherd. It's really cool the way that they pasted this out. And then it's also the prequel for the David animated feature film that we're bringing to theaters across the country on December 19th, making it the perfect Christmas movie to take the kids to.
Okay, now let's say somebody's not into animation. We also have other things like The Promised Land, which is about survivors of a nuclear attack in the U.S. So tell us a little bit about that one, because that looks like fun.
So actually, that's Homestead.
Oh, that's Homestead.
Yes. So Homestead is a riveting drama about a group of survivors of a nuclear attack who seek refuge in a prepper compound in the Rocky Mountains. It starts with a 2-hour feature film and then spins into a series. It is spectacular. Jesse Hutch from Batwoman, Bailey Chase from Longmire, Dawn Olivieri from House of Lies. You will literally be on the edge of your seat 2 minutes into the film, and you will not leave until the last episode of the season. It's great.
Those two really caught my attention. And then I saw your dry bar comedy, where I see people like Adam Carolla, Rob Schneider. So tell us about what kind of series you got with those guys, because that looks awesome.
Yes. So we're kind of in the middle of a clean comedy renaissance. When you look at like Jim Gaffigan and Nate Bargatze, Sebastian Maniscalco, Jerry Seinfeld, the four arguably biggest comics in the country are clean comedians. And so we know that there is interest out there for this. These guys are selling out arenas like nobody's business. And so Dry Bar Comedy is actually the largest clean comedy library in the world. We have almost 800 specials from not only the people you just mentioned, but also Jeff Allen, Leanne Morgan, my buddy Dustin Nickerson, who's incredible. Just huge, huge names in the comedy world. And they're doing clean sets. So you don't have to worry about, oh, can grandma watch this? Because they might drop something we don't, that would make it awkward. It's all clean. The whole family can enjoy these, and we literally have new specials dropping every single week. It is so exciting, such huge names, and you're going to laugh your head off.
Yeah, because I've had that problem a lot where now it's just my daughter who's at home. My boys are off at school, and my daughter, sometimes we're watching something, I go, oh, I forgot about that scene. Oh, I forgot about that scene, because I'm so used to watching them on TBS or TNT or whatever it's been this whole time. But you guys got not just great content, but clean content as well. What else you guys have?
We've got a ton of great stuff. You know, Thanksgiving's coming up. We've got a really cute family film called Grow. And this is starring Nick Frost from Hot Fuzz, Jeremy Swift from Ted Lasso. It's really cute. It's about a little girl who moves to a village. She has this like mutant ability. She has like this crazy green thumb, and she can grow these like gigantic vegetables. And she moves into a town that has a pumpkin festival, and it's filled with all these crazy characters who are obsessed with growing the world's largest pumpkin. And so now she's pitted against the entire town. It's really cute. It's got kind of a Tim Burton kooky feel to it. It's a fantastic film. Grow, I highly recommend for the whole family on Thanksgiving. It's a perfect film.
In the last few minutes we have with Chris Woolsey from Angel Studios. Chris, there's a ton of Christmas movies out there, but what are your favorite Thanksgiving movies?
Well, I would definitely say Grow on Angel is my favorite. If we're talking about just in general, I'm going with Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which is... Yeah. Steve Martin, John Candy, you really can't beat it.
Yeah, absolute classic. I don't have a favorite Thanksgiving movie. For me, I like watching the parade. I'm lame like that. That's what I watch every year. And then I watch whatever's going to be on Angel Studios this year is what I do. And you should do that as well.
Well, you did bring up Promised Land, though.
Yes.
Promised Land is hilarious. So this is a sitcom based on the Book of Exodus, which I know sounds like a bizarre pitch, but if you imagine Moses as like a middle manager trying to manage an office filled with the most annoying people in the middle of the Sinai Desert, that's the Promised Land. It is hilarious. I am telling you, you have to check it out. You are going to love it. It's the funniest sitcom on TV right now.
Sounds like my synagogue. Chris Woolsey from Angel Studios. Really do appreciate you joining us. Very happy Thanksgiving to you and all your friends over there at Angel. Do appreciate you joining us today.
All right. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.